into a Hall of Fame podcast.
Hey, I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
This is Jack and Jeff, they say.
And this is Just Buds.
And it's Just Suck. Fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Welcome back, Suck Bucks.
This is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back.
That was smooth.
All right, I'm Jack.
I'm Jeff.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Hey there, Buds.
It sounded like you were a little quick there on the, and this is, wait, it was I'm Jack, I'm Jeff, and this is Just Buds, yeah. A little quick there. It's like you were trying to prevent something from happening.
I was just trying to fill in the dead air, I guess.
It didn't seem like there was dead air. It sounded like, I don't even know if I finished saying name before you.
Are you trying to say that I was trying to make sure that Kristen didn't get any words in?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Kristen, who are you?
I'm Kristen. I was going to put that in right after you guys said your name, but then you jumped.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the whole thing go down in the ether. I saw it in the air.
I wasn't letting that happen.
Why?
Because that's not how we intro. Do we want to bring back the...
Is it still on there?
I don't think it is.
I think we deleted it for something else last time.
Penis.
Close enough. Introduce yourself, Kristen.
I'm Kristen.
And
that's the wife.
And I'm the wife.
And that's my wife.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
Well, I don't think we have that clip.
No, that's definitely not a clip. But I forgot that that was you guys' intro or whatever, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that too.
Oh.
Wow, really? We haven't made a podcast in a long time.
It was 10 episodes. It was a good 10 episodes. The pilot, it just didn't get picked up for season 2. I don't know what happened.
I do. You guys just didn't do it. All Liza's, of the equipment is in your house.
Liza still asks when we're putting on our next episode.
I know. I listened all the time.
So we had 2 solid listeners.
Woo-woo.
I suppose we could start doing it again. I mean, we're spread a little bit thin being adults and all. A marathon trainer. A gymnastics coach. Kristen does all of the things. I don't really do the things.
Yeah.
It's all me.
I'm sure we could find some time.
Would you be satisfied in your life being a sideline or a sideline husband? You know, your baseball's over and now you just watch Kristen run and coach.
I don't get to play baseball anymore?
Nope.
Nope.
You are here to support Kristen's endeavors.
I mean, I'm always going to support Kristen's endeavors, but I'd like to also have endeavors.
Way to tread lightly. I was watching... the Hard Knocks, and one of the backup Lions QBs, his wife is a Olympic runner, and it really just seemed like he only supported her, even though he's a professional athlete. But it was like that's kind of cute.
He only supported her, as in like he didn't really care about himself, or she didn't support him back.
No, she was there to support him during preseason games, but it really seemed like he was more focused on her goals and his own, which was kind of cute. I liked it.
That is pretty cute.
Yeah.
That is cute.
All right, cool.
Well, glad we got that input. We got a wild show today, everybody.
Speaking of cute things and finding your soulmate.
Oh, no.
I did not.
Oh, I forgot that was one of the topics. Yeah. And I thought you were going for topic 4.
And I solely put in effort to make sure that this wasn't my soulmate. Which is kind of a new step for me.
I would love to hear about this.
You know, I'm always kind of like needy, and I'm like, God, I just want to be with somebody. Why doesn't somebody want to be with me? But this lady wanted to be with me, and I was like, I don't want to be with you.
She just wanted it. Did she want it too bad? What was the issue?
No. So let's just, she was hot.
Okay, step one.
That's why I was like, wow, I'm really proud of myself. Because there are some not hotties that are like, Jack, you're no. I'm like, thanks.
You didn't even think like I could put up with this for a month and see where it goes.
So I'll just give you some. She was a throwing red flags left and right kind of a lady here.
Any of the red flags that we spoke about, like missing limbs,
no
eye patch,
no. Kind of one of them. She dabbles in psychedelic drugs, so that was immediately a red flag for me. That's not a wholesome lady I want to bring around.
Well, she's super wholesome.
No, she wasn't.
Like, extra.
No, she wasn't. She wanted to be a traveling nurse, which I liked. That wasn't the red flag. That was cool. Except for the fact that, as this kind of goes on the sideline things, I feel like I would have to sideline my career because I'd be traveling with her if it was serious. And that... Not that I'm like,
but
that's a
That's something that could, like, support your career. If you wanted to travel and do podcasts wherever you were, she'd be making enough money for that to happen.
Well, and if you want to write films and stuff, you can kind of do that wherever.
Well, sure, but you don't make money off of that, as I've proven in the last...
But do you need to make money if she's a traveling nurse?
Well, then, so I'm just writing things for myself and not doing anything?
You're a sideline and stay-at-home.
You're like a trophy husband.
Yeah.
Okay, continue with the red flags.
Yeah, I'm not liking your decision so far, but continue.
I agree. I am a trophy. the one that really, like, pushed it over the edge for me was that she posted a picture. So she was getting drunk on a Tuesday, which she's a nurse, so, like, her schedule's off. So that wasn't really a thing, but, like, she was getting drunk with all of her friends on a Tuesday, which, what are you doing? Like, the rest of her friends, they're all hicks. She was, like, a hickey person.
Okay. She's a hickey.
Yeah. She's just a blemish on the skin. She had a snap of her friend flashing one of her other friends in most. It was two chicks, like five dudes. And then I was like, I feel weird about seeing your friend's tits before your tits. And she was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. That happens all the time. I'm like, okay.
Free loving.
That's not cool with me. Like that. And then I was like, so does your tits end up on her Snapchat stories? And like, and she was like, yeah, it's just kind of how we are. I'm like, okay, that's not really.
Hold on. Was this like a Tinder?
It was Hinge. So Hinge is supposed to be more.
Hookup.
No.
Yeah.
No. Tinder is way hookup.
Kristen, I've got a question. How the fuck would you know?
From other podcasts I listen to.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I'm just on all the dating apps.
Continue, Jack.
Nah, I'm pretty sure Hinge is supposed to be.
No, wait. What's the gay one?
Grindr?
That's what I was thinking of.
We both said that way too fast.
That's what I was thinking of. Sorry. You're right. Hinge is not the issue.
Yeah. Because also, I'm not on Grindr, just to make that clear here.
I am also not on Grindr.
Yeah. Okay. And so I told her that these were red flags, and she's like, oh, so I'm a red flag? I'm like, well, that's not what I said. But you're turning into one. And then she's like, so does this mean we can't even be friends anymore? I'm like, we were never friends. Like, this wasn't supposed to be a friendly thing. This was supposed to be, I'm trying to learn who you are and grow from that. We've had talked maybe 4 days.
Are there any more red flags?
Other than that she's a friend hoe, psychedelic drug user, self-centered
Self-centered came out of nowhere.
Well, you're traveling and kind of thinking that you're going to, you know, expect.
I don't feel like that's self-centered, but I see what you're grasping at.
Yeah. Those were kind of big things. And then for me to just like infer that those two things are red flags for me, and then she blew up and she's like, so I'm a red flag? And I'm like, that
was great head movement. I'm really sad we don't have a camera on you.
And then I talked to one of my coworkers, like, yeah, her entire profile was a red flag. Like, I don't know why you.
So I didn't.
I want to see the profile.
I deleted her. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't even screenshot anything?
No.
I didn't speak with her, so it's hard for me to tell based off your story. But this could have gone in a very, very different direction. Like, you could think she's a traveling nurse, so she's very career focused. She's focused on her future, right? I guess she showed her boobs to somebody.
She's a good time.
Yeah, she's a good time.
Oh,
she's
that was the other
fun.
Thing. She said, you seem like kind of a party pooper. And that's when I was like, okay, this is not.
Well, you
like
called me a party pooper.
Kind of.
Yeah,
a
but
pooper.
Like, I was joking.
Should have said, I'll poop on your party. Yeah. No, but like, and then the psychedelic thing, is it like she's always on drugs or what?
It seemed that way. She seemed like the kind of girl that would sleep in several tents at Wii Fest.
At Wii Fest.
Isn't Wii Fest a country one though?
Yeah, she's a country girl. Remember the hickey thing?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Psychedelic drugs and like hick don't line up for me.
It's 2022. Everybody's using drugs these days.
It's fair.
True. Except us.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
I think you should have given it a chance.
Yeah, just like didn't really seem worth my
one,
time.
One date wouldn't be worth your time?
No.
Mm. Must not have been that hot. Hot, crazy scale. The scale was tipped.
I will say her profile made her look hotter than when I was snapping her. She snapped me a picture of her face. She was like, oh, thank God you're not catfishing me. And then I was like, oh, you don't look exactly like your pictures, but...
She, wait, did she say, thank God you're not catfishing me?
Yeah.
And you said, damn, I wish I could say the same?
No. I said that. That'd be far too much effort. I just went along with it.
I suppose. Now, Kristen, I think you can weigh in on this. You were single once.
Wow, yeah. A long time ago, yeah. But yes.
Isn't the girl thing, if you're Snapchatting a guy... If you're Snapchatting a guy...
There's a pussy fight going on behind us.
Yep. They're really after each other. If you are Snapchatting a guy and you are not paying attention to angles and you're just taking pictures and firing them away, like you don't really care about them, you don't really see that guy as like a boyfriend material or dating material. And if you're actually trying, like get the right light, get the right angle, make yourself look good in each snap, that's more like, I want to date this person.
I think that is a valid point. That's not who I am as a person.
I know it's not who you are. I just figured you'd have some input.
That seems like such high school, college girl like mentality.
I think that's most females would try to get the right angle if it was someone they were trying to date.
Not you, though. I got so many pictures of your chins.
I don't give a shit what I look like in any picture ever.
That's not true at all. But...
In any Snapchat ever. Yeah,
okay.
It's not my thing to try and find the right... I don't have a right angle. They're all wrong.
It's because you're a cute angle.
Ba-dum-bum. Do we have a...
We did at one point. Nope.
Not that's not quite it.
It just says dun-dun-dun, so I wasn't sure what... And then the final red flag that I forgot about was that her brother had just gotten married and she wasn't supposed to have a speech. And then she did have a speech. And that's just kind of like, I don't feel like you, if you're not supposed to have the speech, then don't.
She just like made her own speech or like.
So I kind of get it from this angle. She, apparently her mom passed away or something. I don't know. I didn't ask the details because we had only spoken for 4 days. So
talking.
Yeah. We were only talking for 4 days. And apparently the father of the father of the bride, mentioned some, you know, mom things about their loss. And so she felt the need to go up and have a speech about just the mom.
Oh.
Maybe not the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt.
I think there was a eulogy for that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like not the time or place.
Yeah, and she said she was drunk doing it, which makes sense, but it's just like, let's, you know.
Ultimately, respect the decision. Probably the right choice based off of the red flags. But I still think it could have been like a go on a date, and if it's really crazy, then don't go on another one.
Yeah, but you have a salary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what does that have to do with anything?
You just throw date money around, you know?
I suppose.
He does throw date money around.
Yeah, I know. Fucking 6 churros tonight? Jesus, just throw date money around.
I think there was 4 churros, and you ate one of them. Thank you very much. I am so full, though.
Yeah.
Like, my belly's just hanging over.
Speaking of kind of red flag women, what would you... feel if your sister had a bracelet that said DTF on. Now, let me explain.
Wait.
So, what would you guys assume DTF means?
Down to fuck.
No.
No, that's not what that means.
Jeffrey, what does it mean?
I don't know.
Dory the fish,
Dory
obviously.
The fish. Dark turtles.
No, she explained to us that it means Dory the fish. It is her... her nickname amongst her friend group, and so to get it on a bracelet, she got DTF.
No.
Yeah.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
That's like a, she didn't want to tell mom and dad what it was, so she was like, or it does mean Dory the Fish, but it also is used as the other reference.
Yeah. Did she forget to take the bracelet off at home?
We saw it at an outing, not the way I'm saying it sounds like I went out with this girl. It wasn't. It was her parents, me, one, some of our other friends all at this outing. And it was on her anklet. And one of our friends was like, why do you have an anklet that says DTF? And then she immediately looked at her mom, and her mom immediately looked at her and was like, see, I told you that's what it means. And she was like, no.
Let me backtrack again. Let me get in front of this.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Nah.
Well, and that's the thing is, even if it is Dory the fish, no one in this entire planet
is putting
Dory the fish to DTF.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I'm going to have to about that,
you motherfucker.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say the name.
No,
well, you said the name at dinner.
Yeah, not on mic.
Oh, just bleep it out.
You fuck.
We're gonna have to talk to him about that. Speaking of him, I won't say his name again because it was an accident. We were on the way back from seeing Louis pitch for the Saints.
Yeah.
And their father was in the car with us, and he had had a few at the Saints game. And he was in control of the music. So he was playing like 80s, 90s, probably not 90s, 70s, 80s rock.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was the summer of 69 that came on.
Oh, yeah. Some Sam Adams?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm not a big classic rock guy. But summer of 69 came on, and he goes, oh, fuck yeah. Turn this shit up. And it starts going. And with Sam Adams goes, summer of 69. And he turns. Goes, I definitely fucked your mom to this song.
Also, you said his name again.
I'm sorry. And he was sitting in between his father and me in the hump seat of this car. He just has his head in his hands going, no. It was the best time I've ever had listening to the Summer of 69.
I feel like I need to listen to the song because the part that keeps playing in my head does not seem like a fuck song. It seems like a very like dance song. I don't know. I don't see fuck song in Summer of 69. I got my first real six string,
boy, at the five and done. Fuck yeah, I fucked your mom this song. That's awesome. I will have to bust his chops about that. And I hate that you mentioned his name so many times.
I'm sorry. I just got very excited about it. It was a fun story.
That is a fun story. That's wonderful.
If you ever golf with him, use that to try and back him off his tee shot.
Just shout, I fucked your mom to this song. Or play the song. Don't even say it. Just play the song one day. And see how he reacts.
Yeah, because I usually golf with him and Roble, and Roble always has a Bluetooth speaker, so it'll have to be played almost every other song or every other hole.
Turn it into his walk-up song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do it without having him know.
Oh my God, can we do that?
I'm certainly going to try.
Write it down, because I know you'll forget.
Oh, I won't forget. I've brought it up many times already. Okay.
Have you guys ever purchased an item that you guys don't fully believe in?
Yes.
Yeah? How much would you spend on it?
What type of item?
Just a product, Jeffrey.
Just a thing?
It's I'll give you, it's a grooming product.
I don't think I have. I'm pretty sure, I think Kristen can attest to this. If I see something and I think it's dumb or I think that's a scam, I'm not going to buy it.
It this item crossed my all of my feeds 1,000,000,000 times, and so I was like, fuck it, I'll buy it. So I bought one of those stupid needle beard roller things to, you know, activate the hair follicles.
Yeah, is it working? How's that going for you?
I'm 4 days in, 5 days in, so you know it's not working yet.
Not quite yet. I'm not gonna say it doesn't work because I don't know.
Yeah.
But I looked into it the first time I saw it. I was like, that's kind of an interesting idea, but it doesn't sound quite right. And I was reading, like, scientist opinions, like biology people, and they go, you're really just poking holes in your face.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I'm doing, and I don't believe in it in the slightest. But I was like, you know, people are making money off of it. It's got to be, like, something to it. I read one of the Amazon reviews. They were like, yeah, after 2 weeks, it really started coming in. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I can get...
paid review.
I spent $25 on some beard stuff for it, so I was like, okay, it's not now, that big of a loss.
Under that logic, you've got hair on your arms.
Sure.
So just to test it, why not do one arm for a few weeks?
Because if it works, I don't want one hairy arm.
Well, you could do the other arm afterwards.
And also, I don't really want hairy arms, period.
Okay, where do you want hair that isn't your face?
What's wrong with doing it on my face?
Well, I don't think you want to do like half your face to see if it actually works.
Well, just do the whole face.
But then I just don't...
I'm not really following why I wouldn't just use my face as the control subject.
Wouldn't you
want
to compare it to something? Like, you have nothing to compare it to. Maybe one more hair
grows. Did you take pictures before and afters?
Befores and afters? No, I didn't. I've looked at my face and my hair growth long enough to like kind of know where
Right, but you know when you kind of hit puberty and you look down one day and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, there's hair there. And it just kind of appeared.
Yeah.
Same shit, just on your face.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so. Because I've had the same growth.
Yeah, but I feel like same concept with like when you gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, like I looked in the mirror the other day and went, I'm going to the gym.
Like, you don't notice it day by day because you look at yourself every day. But then all of a sudden one day you're like, whoa, I'm fat.
So that's why I was just thinking.
Crazy, like, I was 260 and never went, whoa, I'm fat. I went and looked at the number. I was like, whoa, I'm fat.
You know, I had a problem when I lived in the house in St. Paul. The issue with that, like, I think one of the reasons that I started blowing up was because the mirror only went down to about my nipples.
Mm.
And from the nipples up, I've always looked pretty good.
Yeah, as long as you're doing biceps, you're fine.
You can see, like,
biceps. I'm a pecs.
Nice shoulder muscles. Like, you can see my collarbones and all that.
Yeah.
But then if you see the rest of it, I would have known that stuff was going on. But I never saw the rest of it.
I knew.
She didn't say anything. Although,
well, yeah, but you guys never said anything about me either.
Honestly, I didn't notice.
You guys never said anything about me?
You haven't changed in 10 years.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Because you know the picture that I took of my back when I was going to get a tattoo?
Yeah.
And then the picture of after I actually got the tattoo and how I just went, like, thinned out?
Sure.
That was after,
yes,
after
yes,
the
yes,
bed.
Yes, 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 I do
remember. I looked at Kristen and I asked, why didn't you tell me that I was straight up fat? And she goes, I don't think you're fat. There is just more of you to love.
I hate that answer. I hate that so much.
It made me so angry, but so like it made me feel so good at the same time.
I hate
it's like
that.
She loves me, but I hate that. It was the only possible answer that I couldn't be upset about.
I live on both sides of that line where I'm like, if I were with somebody and they're like, hey, you're getting kind of fat, let's work out, I'd be like, fuck you. But also I need somebody to tell me, hey, you're getting kind of fat.
I think that's how I am as a person.
I think the only other acceptable answer to why didn't you tell me I was getting fat would be, I thought you knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You couldn't tell? No good segue?
No.
What's the topic? We can cut this part out, and I'll see if I can think of something on the spot.
Building a desk.
Mm.
Yeah, good luck there, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of weird because it takes a long time.
I feel the segue
to really notice that you get fat.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when you're building something.
Nah, fuck you. I don't want to talk about it.
And you don't really see the structure until it's done. You're like, oh,
I love what you're doing, but I don't even want to talk about it. It's such a not topic.
What were you even going to say?
I'm going to start building a desk with my dad.
Congrats.
Thank you. See, it's such a not topic.
Yeah, it's not really a topic. Yeah.
So I appreciate you putting all that effort into trying to make a segue.
it's good
That's
practice.
Pretty good segue.
That would be good practice. If we did this as like a full-time job, I think that would be part of our practice. Like, we each come up with two seemingly unrelated things, and slide them across the table, and try and connect them.
That would be a fun game.
Yep, that's a new game.
Hold on.
Buds.
Speaking of like things to practice, I really need to get better at leaving messages like when someone doesn't answer the phone, because it's part of my career choice. And today I left a message and I sounded like an absolute idiot. Like, just stupid.
I wish we had a recording of it.
What was the message about?
Because she had called and left us a message.
Okay.
And I had to call back. So she had called asking if she could bring in treats for, like, the end of summer to, like, celebrate whatever. She's like, let me know if there's any days that work best. And I was thinking Rice Krispies or maybe frosted cookies or chocolate chip cookies. And so I had to call her back. And I was kind of hoping she wouldn't answer because otherwise I was going to get stuck in, like, a two-hour conversation.
An old person conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was hoping she would answer because I suck at leaving phone messages.
All right. Now, for a glimpse into what may have happened on that phone, let's tune in.
Hi, Nana. It's Kristen from the school. I'm just calling to return your message from earlier about treats for next week. Any day works great for us. And Rice Krispies or frosted cookies or chocolate chips, any of those work. So just let us know what you're thinking. Okay, thanks. Bye.
It could have been worse.
It absolutely could have been worse.
Was it worse than that in real life?
Because that didn't sound that bad.
No, that was almost the exact message.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
That wasn't that bad.
I mean,
I think you're beating yourself up.
Not very concise, but.
What?
You could have got the voicemail and said,
"Hi, this is Kristen. You called earlier, and I wanted to tell you that you could bring cookies back. And any day that you want is fine too. Okay, bye."
Now that wasn't so bad either. I think it could have been worse.
Kristen here. Cookies are good every day. Yeah, please bring cookies. Thank you. Bye.
You know, that was pretty bad, but I think I can do it a little bit worse. Give me one more shot, all right?
All right, outdo me.
What's up, motherfucker? Let's get some cookies up in this bitch, yo.
Yeah, I think that would get you fired. Hey, yo, bitch. Bring them cookies around, eh?
Get that motherfucking ass over here.
I mean, help me with these motherfucking cookies.
Okay, let's be clear. I'm very well aware that it could have been worse than the message I left.
Oh, so I'm just saying you shouldn't beat yourself up.
I just think, more than anything, it's not what I say. It's not even like how I say it. It's how I feel when I say it. And I think it's just because I don't like talking to myself.
Mm.
This is a tough spot for you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this will make you feel a little bit better. Maybe not. We'll see. It's basically my job to talk to people. And if I get a voicemail, I don't leave a message. I just don't do it.
Well, you're probably not going to get a call back. Like, if they didn't want to answer your call.
No, like, about half the time, if they don't answer my call, I'll get a call 3 minutes later saying, hey, I was just getting out of a meeting.
Oh.
I just don't leave messages.
Then you should leave a message that says, hey, you're probably in a meeting. Call me back.
Hey, motherfucker, you're probably in a meeting. Give me a ring.
This might make you both feel better. I deal with phone calls quite like all the time. And nobody knows how to hang up anymore. No, I take that back. Everybody knows how to hang up. They don't know how to say goodbye. They ask me for their questions, I answer their questions, and I say, have a good day, and they hang up in the middle of have a.
I can relate to that. Whenever I used to call, like, a place, I guess, like, for example, a liquor store,
yeah,
I would ask a question, and if I got the answer I was looking for, or just, like, answered my question, period, I'd say, okay, thanks, and I'd just hang up right away.
At least you're thanking them for their time.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it really fucking irritates me. It's like, just say goodbye.
It's not that hard.
You don't even have to mean it. Just say it.
As long as you don't hit me with the bye-bye, I'm cool. Just give me that
shit. I like bye-byes.
Bye-bye. No. I will full-on say goodbye before I say bye-bye.
I think we've talked about this, but people have started calling me buddy at work. Oh my God, I want to fucking punch them. I ain't your buddy. I get it. Thanks, buddy.
Gotta give them no problem, champ.
And I want to give them something like pal back or something like that, but I feel like it comes off rude if I like hit them back with another.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't do it to Buddy, because some people just say Buddy. If someone did Bud, I'm going to give him a pal.
Yeah, it's just very demeaning.
I can't take a Bud.
Your mom calls you Bud every time she talks to you.
Maybe that's why I don't like it.
You think she started calling you Bud because of the podcast or because I called you Buddy?
No. She's always called me Bud.
Has she? Oh. It's weird how Bud and Buddy has really overlapped in your life then.
I guess so.
Yeah. Did she come up with the handle Mama Crest because I called her Mama Crest? Or was she Mama Crest before I called her Mama Crest?
When did you call her Mama Crest? Because I think she thinks TJ called her Mama Crest first.
Well, I used to call her Mama Buddy, and then I got yelled at from your father.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And so I changed it to Mama Crest.
That was before Kristen came along and turned him soft.
Yeah, that was like seventh grade, I think.
Yeah.
We're convinced that the reason that David is not a hard ass anymore is because of me.
Well, I appreciate you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he just realized he didn't have a choice.
Maybe he was taking things a little too serious.
And now,
the day that it really happened, where he really gave up on the let's be proper, was, I don't remember what I said.
I know what story. I know what story you're giving, and it was way before this story.
I don't know.
Did you see it break in him? Like, he used to like have the
no, he almost,
it was the full.
No, I thought we were getting disowned.
It was the full exhale through his nose and the one hand on the head after Kristen said, "Well, you can go fuck yourself." At the dinner table.
It's pretty improper.
I broke him very much. It was not at the dinner table. We were in the living room. We were in your parents' living room. Your dad was cooking dinner in the kitchen. You were being annoying, and we had just moved into the apartment together, and I had gotten in the bad habit of every time Jeffrey was annoying me, saying, go fuck yourself. And he was bugging me at his parents' house, and I said, go fuck yourself. And then his dad heard me, and I thought we were going to get disowned.
I would like to imagine the story that David is setting the table, grabbing the silverware, and you say, go fuck yourself. And he put the silverware back and grabbed paper ones.
He's like, and we don't deserve the fine china anymore.
The nice plates back. We're eating off paper towels tonight.
Yep.
No, but I really think, well, first of all, your dad turned soft before that. It was when he started doing all his yoga and stuff.
No, because he's always done yoga.
Okay, well, it was when him and I started going to yoga together then.
Okay.
Because then I really got on his good side, and I was like his favorite non-child, and I still am. I'm his favorite, but don't tell anyone.
Okay.
I'm
going to DM Clint.
Clint knows. Clint won Elizabeth, but I won David. But yes, it happened far before the go fuck yourself story. In fact, I think the go fuck yourself story actually made us take a step backwards.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
So.
Yeah. I don't feel like I would. I've probably sworn in front of your parents, but I don't feel like that. I would feel uncomfortable doing such a thing.
It's like weird though, because at my like family dinners, or like our game nights, we literally yell like, you gotta be fist fucking me in the asshole. So like, it's a very different vibe.
Yeah, Kristen never called her game nights with the family game nights. She called them family fuck you nights. Cause they would play like, was it Trouble?
No. Life Twists and Turns.
Whatever it was, they'd send someone to jail and go, fuck you, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I was sorry that always happened in.
Man. What different lives, huh?
Yeah.
I always try to like nag my family into having game nights.
Oh, we love game
nights. You guys are fisting each other's in the assholes. You guys are prim and proper about it.
We don't have game nights because they're boring.
We had game nights. We used to have game nights.
Before everyone apparently hated games in that family.
When you showed up, everyone started hating games.
No. What, me?
No, not you.
Okay, you looked directly at me. I was like, what?
No, it was when Kristen showed up, we stopped playing games. Kristen brought the complicated games in.
No, I didn't.
We're always playing Hi-Ho Cherry-O or some shit. Count your cherries if you have the most you
Monkeys
win.
Monkeys in a barrel.
Yeah. And did you hear the games that he listed my parents playing? Trouble, Sorry, and Life Twists and Turns. But
games.
I brought the hard ones.
No, stupid was a bad word for us. Parents didn't like us saying stupid or fart. Couldn't say fart.
There was no like
fart.
There was no list in my house. Kind of like there was no curfew. It was just kind of like, be back at a proper time. Don't swear unless like it is needed. It was just like an unspoken, like, we don't care that you swear. Just don't make it an unnecessary habit. Think
that was like my rule growing up. Now it's whatever I want because yeah. I'm an adult. But
I said cunt in front of my parents just so that I can say it on the podcast. But I felt uncomfortable doing it.
I think if that was the rule in my house growing up, with if there wasn't like words that were off limits, I would swear way less now. But I definitely swear unnecessary.
I think that's why my parents...
An unnecessary amount of times. A lot.
I didn't think that's why my parents didn't words be set bad. That rule.
Speak like Sailor.
Yeah.
I think that's why my parents didn't set that rule of like, we can't swear. Because they knew, like, it was the same, like you said, with curfew. I never had a curfew. Because if they didn't set a rule for me to break, then I just came home at a normal time. Mostly normal, unless I was at a bonfire at Jack's house, in which case it took me an hour to get home.
If I didn't have a curfew, I would not have come home at normal times.
I think you would have, though.
I really don't think I would.
Your other friend group, maybe not. But like when you were with us, like things kind of just fizzled out, and we all just went, okay, it's time to go home.
Yeah, that's true. But I was always one of the first to leave because I had the curfew.
Yeah.
So I never got to witness the fizzling out. I guess I just didn't know how things ended.
I just think curfews are weird. Like, if you raise your kids the right way, then I don't think that you need a curfew.
Well, yeah, and, like, if you fuck up and spend a night in jail or something, like, okay, if that happens again or if, like, you do anything again? Curfew.
So not one jail sentence, but two is when you go, okay, there's a curfew here, big guy.
You can fuck up sometimes. Like, you can just mess up.
Well, and I think that my parents always wanted me to learn. My dad always said learn from his mistakes, like don't do what he did. But also, like, they always said that they trusted me fully until I broke the trust. And then if I broke the trust, then more rules would come.
So you lied to them a lot.
No, not really. I mean, I lied just about once. Crashing my dad's Cadillac.
Twice.
And I lied about sleeping at Colt's house instead of... Or I said I was sleeping somewhere else and slept at Colt's house. And my dad caught me in that one, and that was a big one. And I was very much in trouble for a very long time for that one. But as long as, like, we
That's
didn't...
That's like a jail sentence.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So you had one more.
Those were my two big lies.
Yeah, I never really even lied to my parents. I'm sure I had a necessary reason to.
Did you say I'm sure I did?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, I can name five off the top of my head.
Really? You should tell me later, not on the podcast. I know the one time that I actually lied was my parents went away for the weekend, and it was senior year of high school.
Am I going to have to cut all this?
No, I already told
them. No, they know about this.
Senior year of high school, Kristen's in Duluth, and I asked both my parents, is it cool if I go to Duluth this weekend? If you're not going to be home, I'll go see Kristen. They go... No, we'd like you to stay at home this weekend.
Which was a very dumb rule.
Well, I mean, I get it. I was, what, 17, 18?
Yeah, driving cross country.
I get it. I get where they were coming from.
I don't know. I thought it was
But as soon as they left, I was like, all right, I'm going to Duluth. Here we come. And I was careful about it, too. I paid cash at the gas station to fill up just so like nothing would show up on a card. It was supposed to rain, like, a lot that weekend, and we had a whole bunch of, like, flower pots and umbrellas and chairs and stuff on our deck that we'd always move to the side of the house so they wouldn't blow off the stairs. And I talked to Trevor Burns, Tanner and Trevor, and said, hey, this is a big favor, but will you guys go over to my house and move all of the stuff to the side of the house rather than the deck?
And that's very responsible of you.
Yeah, and they did, too.
Yeah, of course.
Where was... Oh, Livy was in school.
Livy was also at school.
I guess the closest I've come to being unfaithful to... Not unfaithful, but
untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy, I guess.
Unhonest.
Unhonest. Dishonest. But I wasn't lying because, again, they didn't ask. But was when I hosted a Ramadan party. Well, it just happened to be Ramadan. I was throwing a party. that night, I blacked out off my parents' alcohol. But, like, I was 21, so, like, you know, alcohol is just around.
And you could have bought it to replace it if you wanted to.
Yeah, so maybe I wasn't 21. Maybe I was 20. Mm. But still. No questions asked, so I didn't lie.
Technically, I didn't lie about the Cadillac.
Yeah, you did. You lied through your fucking teeth about the Cadillac.
He never questioned how it...
He said someone hit the car, and I just...
You said it must have happened in the parking lot. You knew exactly how it happened and when.
I don't know.
How are you guys going to handle with this bullshit?
I've got a good feeling that I'm just going to know what's going on. Like, I'm not going to know everything.
Yeah.
No parent can know everything. But I'll know. Like, if the kid's anything like me, there's something going on. There's something that he's just not... He's not lying about, but he's not going to tell me. I'm just not going to ask. Like, as long as my kids are safe, don't care.
Hmm. What's the other side of the coin say?
No, I feel like the same. Like, as long as they're safe and they're not...
Use good judgment. Have appropriate amounts of fun.
Like I said, I feel like there's a time and place for rules, but I feel like the more rules that you give, the more likely they are to try and break them. Yeah. Whereas if you, like, let them explore.
This conversation has me reflect on how my parents raised me. I think they did a good job. I don't think I've told them that enough.
You should let them know. I think they'd appreciate that.
I think this is good enough.
Do they listen?
My mom does. And if something like this, like, I'm sure she'll tell my dad about last week because we talked about him last week. And so she'll probably play this one for him.
Nice job, Bev.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Bev.
There's just a couple times where they fucked up and it really hurt my feelings. But... So let me advise you guys. If your athletic student is having a senior celebration night, make it. Go to that.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I had to go to all three of my brothers because he was the first graduating class at Chan. So they hosted three for each ending of their season. Went to all three of them. They didn't make it to any of mine. Mm. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would change about my parents' parenting. That's like a good... I like that.
Yeah, the only thing is like the bad words thing for me. If I could have said fart growing up, it might have turned out a little different.
I don't know. Like, my parents were at every sporting event all the time.
My parents didn't go to my sporting events, but that one I didn't care about. It was just the ceremony that I was like, it's kind of hurtful.
Yeah, I don't know. They were at every sporting event. Even when Dad was working like 80-hour work weeks, like, he would drive from Farmington to wherever the game was.
But you guys were also good athletes.
Well,
you know, I was on the sidelines. So if they showed up to those, I'd be like, sorry, guys.
Fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like who I am.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Not saying we don't like who we are.
We're critiquing our parents.
Yeah, but parenting. I'm sure it would have turned out differently if my parents parented differently. So I'm cool with this.
Let's see. What could Scott and Penny have done differently? I'm sure I have something, but like nothing sticks out.
Nothing super. Podcast worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you fuck a monkey? Well, okay, he's a Neanderthal, jeez. But
we need to know.
It's to save the human race.
To save the human race.
So some mean time leapers come 2030, and they go.
Time leapers.
They go, Kristen, we're plucking you out of the timeline. Okay. So they grab you and they drop you in Neanderthal time. And they say, we're going to put you here. If you breed with the Neanderthals, you will make a better human race. There will be no race wars, no Hitler-y kind of things. It's Jetsons through and through, love, happiness, flying cars.
Okay.
But if you don't, the Neanderthals kick you out. You have to go fend for yourself and live in caveman time. You know, dinosaurs, lions, saber-tooth tigers, cheetahs. I really thought Jeffrey was going to chime in and be like, that is not the same time.
Not really, but I was enjoying the thought.
Yeah. So you don't have to, you know, do bestiality type borderline stuff. You live your life with the T-Rexes. But all of the rest of the timeline is the same. So your ancestors still get together. Everybody, world is as we know it today. But every year at 2030, Kristen gets plucked and, you know, picked and put back.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Good for you. Jeffrey would not.
I asked a lot more questions, and then I saw the pictures of what Jack was talking about. I'm not going to fuck a monkey.
I just, like, wouldn't want to live by myself.
Yeah, that's, all right, Kristen.
I'm just saying.
You know, they can't talk to you. It's all oohs and ahs.
That's something that I even thought of. I was like, I'd be by myself. I'd be all right.
Yeah, no, I'm not all right with being by myself. Hmm. I'd rather have the oohs and ahs to respond to my story. I mean, Jerry doesn't talk to me and I still love him.
It's a good point.
Yeah, but are you going to fuck Jerry?
No, he's my son.
That's also a good point.
Thank you very
much. Yeah.
Care Bear.
I said I'd just kill myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was... What a cop out.
Yeah, hey.
Jack's killing himself in 2030 every single time.
Yeah, I'm killing myself in the time machine. They don't even have to give me the what's going on. I'm just like, I don't want to...
Time leapers, I'm out.
Not again.
Yeah. So if you want any more of this witty banter, you can follow us on all of our socials. Instagram is JustBuds Podcast. Twitter is Jack_and_Jeff. Follow us on all of the podcast listening places, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else. I don't really care about the other ones. To be honest with you, leave 5-star reviews because I do care about that. If you want to contact us, you can email us at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number 4.
Anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast. You can like, subscribe, donate, whatever you feel is necessary. And that's all I got.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Tanner, for the subscription.
Thank you, Tanner. I think your mom is still subscribed, so thank you, Mama Cress.
Thanks, Mom.
And remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff.
Signing off. Kristen.
Hey, suits, fuck off.